And this being homecoming night for two of the three high schools, kind of nice that there's no moisture or precipitation in the forecast.
Oh, right, because it...
Nothing worse than stringy-haired homecoming queens.
Oh, man, yeah, because, you know, your picture's going to be in the paper tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so it'll be all right. Be a little chilly, and that's all right, too, though. Have a good time there. I don't know if you guys know this.
They're serving a little chili at Brian High before the game.
Yeah, okay, there you go. All right, now, again, I'm sure Chase won't be able to do this because he'll be calling a football game, but I just kind of wanted to give you a heads up here, Tom, that tonight's the premiere of Tony Danza's reality series.
Oh, man, I am so sorry. I'm going to be otherwise occupied.
Well, but you can capture it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if I wanted to. Yeah.
It's called Teach Tony Danza. It's a 7-episode series that will look at Tony's 10th grade English class at Philadelphia's Northeast High School. Mm. Apparently, Tony used to educate young people. Used to try to educate young people before he went into the television business. So he got that going. Katie Couric's career path might come full circle. New York Post page 6 reporting. The CBS gal could wind up back as her role of Miss Perky at Today when her contract expires at the end of May. Word is she's been talking with a few bigwigs at the network. So we'll see how all that works out. You know, she's making $15 million right now.
A bunch.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for her. And, you know, Oprah, of course, leaving the syndicated talk show arena. Upwards of a minute and a half of Oprah yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd you watch so much?
Well, because I was trying to go through my list of stuff to watch, and I hit live by mistake, and there was Oprah talking to Linda Evans. So there you go. Hello?
Worst commercial ever, OMG, was the Snicker commercial that aired on the Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
What, with Betty White?
With Betty White?
No, the Snicker commercial where the two guys are eating it. They ended up two guys in a garage eating it face to face.
Oh yeah, okay, you're right. I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah.
It was uncomfortable.
It was.
I don't know if it was.
Yeah. Anyway, saw Betty White on that Inside the Actor Studio. I don't know if she's fun or not, but you know when the camera's on, she seems to be fun. Seems to be like a real person. And again, don't know. Oh, while we're talking about the Super Bowl. Guys, you're going to love this one. Mm. It's 7:42, by the way. All right, so Fox has got the big game this year, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's really, really important that television show right after the Super Bowl
is a blockbuster of sorts.
Something like that. You know, if you got something big you want to roll out that you think is going to be a winner, then you plunk it right there. Or if you've got something, I guess, that's a hit, you do that. Well, guess what's coming on after the Super Bowl on Fox?
Hmm.
On February 6th, Glee.
Oh.
So they're going, all right.
It is arguably the hottest show on television right now.
How are you going to keep that male demo high, okay? Because obviously you can keep the females, all right? But how are you going to keep that male demo high? That Glee will be an all Bruce Springsteen episode.
See, there you are.
Okay, all right, just telling you. Now, they're talking to the boss right now, see if he'll actually show up or not, but anyway.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah?
Show Observer just let me know that kind of something special going on at for homecoming tonight at Merrill Green Stadium.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're going to have 40 alumni members of the Viking band playing with the band tonight.
Oh, that's neat.
Some going back to class of 74. So
my goodness.
They'll play in the stands and then come down on the field and play for the Cheyennes at halftime. So I just thought that was kind of cool.
They won't be in their uniforms, will they?
No, something tells me that they might have to snip it in the back and put the elastic like you were talking about the letter jacket earlier.
Okay. So. Well, that's come on, wander down. That's it. I mean, how about a tuba player from 74? Now, that'd be great, wouldn't it? And what have you done since then? All right, so...
Hey, he may be a doctor for all you know.
No, that's right.
So you may walk in to see a specialist one day and be like, so, you're the smart aleck. What was trashing me on the radio?
What trashing? Not at all. Anyway, Street View.
I just wanted to hear
Scott Crawfish a little bit there, Tom.
Street View. You've seen that? It's that thing that they do on Google?
Oh, well, sure.
You know, where you can see your house, which, of course, makes you thrilled and delighted that anybody could see your house.
That's troubling or not, I will say this. As far as planning trips and going places, things like that, mm-hmm. I love Street View. It has helped keep me from getting lost, or at least helped me, you know, just find my place so much easier.
Let's take a call because there's no telling what they want to talk about. Hello?
Well, good morning to you all.
Oh, it's the boss.
He's the boss.
Sure
He's a member of the board of the National Association of Broadcasters.
He's there now.
The general manager.
Yes.
Put it on speakerphone so all those people can hear it.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
That's right.
I am so happy to report all of those things are still true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Anyway, I'm actually back in town. I left all of the others behind, so be sure and talk to them. They went to the Washington, D.C., Texas A&M club showing of the game last night.
Oh, they went to the watching party.
Because it was actually in the hotel where we were staying. So be sure. I mean, heck, I'd wake Dusty up if I were you and ask him. Or you know, Tucker's awake.
Yeah.
He can't sleep late. So Tucker, anytime you're traveling with Tucker, you just feel so inferior because you drag yourself down there at 7 o'clock. You're eating breakfast and everything. And you say, boy, I didn't get good sleep last night. And Tucker said, yeah, when I got up at 5 this morning to go exercise, yeah, I felt the same way. But anyway, the helpful hint I was calling about, you know, last Friday we had, as you alluded to earlier, we had a weather-related disaster with Chase's play-by-play.
Yeah.
We do keep the stream up. So anytime that you're something happens to one of our transmitters, and I guess it's been, 25 years since it did, except for last week.
Except for last week.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But we do, RadioAguilan.com does as best we can and continues to stay up. And so Chase was still live and still doing the P-by-P on RadioAguilan.com.
Wow.
Yeah.
That really sounded bad.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, I guess it sounds better when you abbreviate it on paper.
Okay. And Tom, I mean,
I was able to get those clips, as a matter of fact, from stuff that had not been heard on the air. There you go.
I would say that everything is all put back together and all, but I do have to meet an adjuster today.
Ooh, yeah.
It was a nasty lightning strike. Yeah. I don't know who the Vikings irritated, or maybe it was just Chase. What did you talk about last Sunday?
Me irritate someone? Yeah. Never.
Okay, now, Ben, I know you're older and set in your ways.
Oh, boy, you got that right.
Okay, but you don't have to be at the zone tomorrow, okay?
Oh, come on.
No, there's no game tomorrow at Kyle Field, so I just wanted to make sure that you knew about that.
I'll be standing there on Joe Route Boulevard saying, where's the tent?
Exactly. You'll be the only one.
There's supposed to be a tent here.
Yes, thank you. Bye. All right, there's Ben Downs.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, I don't know why he keeps you guys around, you know, getting on the computer and just looking up all that stuff. He should get some students in there doing that stuff.
Yeah, that's...